And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today has been no mainstream coverage of those saying no more. And I hope all of you will check out Kevin and Annette's page, itccs.org, and follow what he's doing. And even if you're not a Catholic, as he informed us, you're paying for this insanity as well. And I have CNN on in the background where they're showing the Pope in his little Pope mobile driving around Lebanon, urging the Christians and Muslims to respect each other while his community is raping and killing children. You know, that is so amazing. But like I said, if we do nothing, then we are actually consenting to this insanity. And I don't love those IRN news updates, but you got to admit, hearing President Tyrant Obama talk about the liberties that we enjoy here in the United States after he wrote the National Defense Authorization Act, which the prior caller had referred to, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You know, they talk about all this stuff while in the meantime they're doing the exact opposite. And I just hope many people are going to face reality and realize that it doesn't matter which puppet you vote for. As a matter of fact, I will never vote again, and I encourage all of you to just not even waste your gas money, because whatever puppet they want to put in will be put in. And wouldn't it be funny if they had, a voter day and nobody showed up? And that would basically kind of send them a message. Okay, I just want to mention a couple of other quick things I didn't get a chance to cover with Kevin. There's a story. Blair kept covering up a pedophile scandal, ? This is a news release that I was sent. It's too long to go into. But as it turns out, Tony Blair is involved in covering up pedophilia as well. And apparently, although he was able to distract from this during the, you know, the false flag wars that he was involved on, because the pedophile scandal in the UK was being called like a national security issue. You know, this is how they hide things. Apparently now it's not working too well. And this article talks about how investigations have shown that there are pedophiles in his Labour government who he's been covering up for. And I did send this news release to Kevin. So he's got so much evidence. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how much proof there is of what's going on. And also, I was amazed to see in my local paper out of Charlotte, North Carolina, where they had the Democratic National Convention, CharlotteObserver.com, on August 29, 2012, page 5A, there was a tiny little article entitled Accomplice of Pedophile in Belgium Given Early Release. And this involves a very important case of a man by the name of Mark Dutroux, who was actually procuring children for high-level individuals in government. And that was his threat, that if they went after him in court, he was going to expose that he was basically procuring children for government officials. And the courts, you know, basically waited for years until finally in Belgium they had the White March, where 400,000 people went to the streets with white balloons, and they were hosing down the courts with fire hoses in an act of cleansing, and that caused the court to actually go forward with that case. Many people involved committed suicide, which is fantastic. Basically because they couldn't handle it and they knew they were going to be exposed. But the article in the paper on August 29th is talking about the ex-wife of this Mark Dutroux, who is actually allowing 8-year-old girls to starve in a cellar and helping her pedophile husband carry out horrific abuse of girls, was sent from prison to a convent on Tuesday. Now, you know, that's actually perfect, according to Kevin's information. Yeah, send her to a convent because now she can start doing it under the guise of the Catholic Church. Belgians are outraged who have opposed the early release of one of the country's most despised criminals. She had been given a 30-year prison term, but let out after 16 years. Let's see. And she's headed for a Clarice convent in Malone, where her lawyer said she will seek atonement for her crimes. Of course, that brings up, you know, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the Kol Nidre. I'll be covering that with J.B. Campbell on my show next Sunday. But, you know, it's kind of obvious who they're giving, you know, preferential treatment to, because those who have, you know, basically been caught with a couple of ounces of marijuana or, you know, whatever the case may be, those people don't get early release, but somebody like this does. So that's where our world is. Okay, I just got a message during the break that Andrew Peacher from the UK, who I was going to have on, is not feeling well, so he can't be on. So he's great getting that news, like, right before I'm going to call him, but I understand he's not feeling well. He and others held a conference in the UK this past week on November 12th and 13th. I was involved on 13th. I did a Skype call into the conference. And basically what they were doing in Skegness, UK, was having a conference in regards to how the children were being damaged with vaccines, and then how, quote-unquote, social services was using the excuse that parents were claiming their children were vaccine damaged to actually take away the children from the family, saying that the family, usually the mother, had something called Munchausen syndrome, which is basically a totally invented psychiatric condition where they say that a mother, usually, to get attention for herself, will bring her children to the hospital for tests that are totally unwarranted, unneeded, etc., in order to get attention for herself. Now, in all these cases that have been reviewed by this group, which includes investigative journalist Christina England, who is very important in terms of getting the proof of the fact that subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis, which is autism, has been secretly talked about behind the scenes by these UK vaccine minions for decades. This happened to her as well. And so they had this conference, and they invited police officers, social workers. The mayor of Skegness was supposed to open the conference up, and I wanted Andrew to come on and talk to you and tell you about what had happened. But he's not feeling up to it. So I will give you the big picture of what happened. They all ran away. And you see, it's a beautiful thing. When he basically, I don't know how he even got them to agree, him and his partners in this effort, even got them to agree to come. I guess they wanted to see how much evidence was actually held against what they're doing. But they couldn't handle it, and they ran. But these cockroaches don't have a rock to hide under. And as more and more things like this are done all over the continents to prove what's actually happening, that vaccines are bioweapons, because there's no other medical doctors talking about this. They're all afraid, or they're sold out, or whatever the case may be. It's going to be the people that have to shine a light on this. And I encourage you to sign up for the American Survival Newsletter, which I'm a weekly contributor to, which you can do by going to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. Go to the link section, and at the end of the links, it tells you how you can sign up for this newsletter for free, because I've been commenting on various issues in regards to this over the past few weeks, because there's many people trying to get you to fight for your right to get an exemption and things of this nature. That is insane. If you have somebody come to your door with a poisoned apple and they want to give it to your child, are you going to go running out to get an exemption? I don't think so, people. Okay, we're going to break. After the break, I have a couple other things I'm going to comment on. Any callers that want to call in, feel free. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And during the break, I got a few callers lined up to talk to us. So I'll bring the callers on before I proceed forward with any other information. We have a caller from 818. Are you there, caller?
Yes, 789. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Judy. Hi, Dr. Carley. My name is Judy, and I had sent you an email about discussing Facebook with you, and you asked me to call in. And I just wanted say that I think it's a really great tool to communicate because it took me a long time to get hooked up on Facebook too because, you know, it's owned by the CIA and blah, 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 but then so is all of Google. And then when I finally did, I was so glad because I was able to reach thousands and thousands of people. Like I send your website, your videos out to people who've got something like 44,000 likes on their Facebook. And I thought, my God, this is a really good way to communicate this. I just want your listeners to know to not to be afraid of the communication, that they're spying on us no matter what. So,
well, let me comment. I definitely agree with you. They're spying on us. Phone calls, emails, everything is basically monitored. The main reason I don't deal with Facebook is I don't have time. And when I was on there, I was getting so many friend requests. I have no idea who these people are. So I have other means of communicating with people. But I agree with you. Whatever works. I mean, we need to get the word out to as many people as we can.
Because you don't need it because you have the radio station and you reach many, many people. But for people like me who I'm just constantly emailing to the same group of emails and it doesn't go any further than that, how many people can I send your information to that I know that's not new? So anyway, that's why I'm encouraging it. So that's
okay. Well, I appreciate that. Wait a minute. I hope that you will send out. Wait a minute. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Judy? Okay.
Yes.
I hope that you will send out the link to Kevin Annette's site, itccs.org, so that people can involve with this very important movement, which will be a template for us to go after all the psychopaths at all levels worldwide.
You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't listen to your show before the break, so I missed that.
Okay.
Do you want me to send out?
You have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay. Write down www.itccs.org. Stands for International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State. And please, check out their website and see what Pastor Kevin Annette is doing. He's going after the Catholic Church, the Crown, the government of Canada for crimes against humanity, murdering residential children, etc.
Okay.
Okay.
Do that. Okay.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thanks for calling in, Judy.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your show. I listen to it every week.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay. We have a caller from 707. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Carley. This is E.T. I'm what's
left
of the useless meeting.
Wait a minute. I got two more postcards from you this week. As you're traveling around trying to show me that not everything has been destroyed, so I appreciate that. Thank you. I love those postcards. They're so beautiful, and I hope someday I can visit some of those places and that they will still be standing as they are. So thank you, E.T. Go ahead.
You're welcome. No problem. I'm what's left of a useless eating, as Kissinger would describe us. Circumcised, vaccination poisoned, chlorinated, fluoridated, mercury poisoned, vitamin mineral deficient, dumbed down, subjugated, indoctrinated, single parented, mind controlled American zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm a whore too. I think I have to add that because I think we're all whores. Whores, puppets, and pawns, and slaves in this country.
Yourself. speak for yourself. No, no, no. Not all of us. And I don't believe that's true about you either. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to go to a computer lab in Northern Mendocino County, and they were training nurse practitioners there, like certified nursing assistants or like billing clerks or medical billing people, and nurse assistants, I think they were, nurses assistants. And these people are so desperate for a paycheck, they don't care. And the medical establishment, it's like an industry, and it's like totally, they're like authorities, you know, like the medical establishment is like an authority. And so, like, you're indoctrinated right in from the gate, you know, that this is an old system, and it works like this, and you're not to question why or anything. You're just to follow orders and do what you're told and make your paycheck and go home, I guess. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way the computer programs they were giving these people and the voices I heard on these programs, they're like this, it's just like so top-down, controlled authority, and you just don't question. You just get indoctrinated. And so you get to see all these people just willing to jab everybody with needles. You know, they're just, you know, again, they're Walmart and Target. Stores are advertising for vaccinations and in their stores, and they want to vaccinate people in their stores now, I've noticed. And
yeah, and let me just say, it's really funny what happens when those very nurses are told by their hospitals that they have to get vaccinated, and then all of a sudden they're scrambling to try to find a way out. And you see that my question to them is, oh, so you don't want to get the poison needle, but you had no trouble doing it to others. That's very important right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so what would you recommend saying to people, like in a Walmart or a Target, like when you see people getting vaccinated or in line or something and get a vaccination, where would you turn them to, like, to tell them, you know, to get information?
Well, it's probably not going to help you to do so in a place like that, because they're already mind-controlled enough where they're standing in line, you know, to sign up for it. But basically, I would ask them, did they get their vaccine information statement telling them about the dangers of vaccines? And did they read it? You know, and things of that nature. Actually, one of the most important things anybody can do, and anybody that has a pen handy, write this down, put into any search engine, Chapter 42, Section 300AA-25. U.S. Code 42, Section 300, a-25. This is the law in regards to reporting adverse events to vaccines. In this law, they say, vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, injuries, or conditions where deaths occur. I've been trying for over a decade to get the CDC to give me a list of vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, injuries, or conditions where deaths occur. Because, obviously, without that list, how can doctors report adverse reactions to vaccine? Of course, there's been no answer. But we need thousands and millions of people to make that request of their doctors. Before you do anything to my child or me, I want a list of what the adverse events are. So that if I have an adverse event, I can go to the vaccine court and get compensation. As if there's any amount of money that can, you know, compensate you for death and disability. But that's one thing people could do.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Dr. Carly. And I would just like to plug one video on YouTube by one a truth person on named Frank O'Collin. And he's on got some videos on YouTube. I recommend your listeners to go see Frank O'Collin. And I know you say to choose your fights, and I know you don't fight with the IRS, and but he's got some really powerful information for people who are in debt.
Right. Well, I mean, there's like Ralph Winterrod, who spent his entire life trying to prove that he doesn't need a driver's license. I mean, everything that they're doing to us is totally corrupt. But yes, I pick my battles, and I don't have time for those sidebar issues. I'm not saying that nobody else should get involved with them. You know, we need to fight all these things. But my issues, you know, are especially the vaccines. But I just have to comment on this one postcard you sent me about the Texas armadillo, who I will never look at the same way again. The Texas armadillo possesses many remarkable and unique traits, some of which parallel the attributes that distinguish a true Texan, such as deep respect and need for the land, the ability to change and adapt, and a fierce, undying love for freedom. So I always looked at them as kind of ugly little critters, but now I'm going to look at them as us, you know, like basically freedom lovers with a coat of armor, and let us commence to do what we need to do. So thank you so much for that cute postcard. Keep them coming.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Crowley.
Okay. All right, love hearing from E.T. He's out and about and keeping an eye on what's going on. Okay, I don't know if we lost a couple of our callers. Caller from 818, are you there? Or 604? Okay, we're getting another caller. Let me bring this caller on. Okay, hello, caller. Alex, is it you?
It's Aiden, but here's
Hi.
Here's my dad.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Living in hell. How are you?
The same. Neurological damage now.
Okay.
From the usual repercussions. I like what is going on with Kevin. It's looking very promising.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to get in touch with by phone about six times so far. We kept getting off.
All right. Well, you're on now.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I'd like to draw a connection between what Kevin's doing, showing indigenous genocide and the myriad of crimes against humanity and atrocities that was perpetrated by the colonialists as they came across North America and around the world, actually, under the guise of colonialism, what they did to them, and draw the parallel between what they're doing to us all now that they have established world government, like one world government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty important to make that connection, because the work Kevin's doing is so important in blazing a trail, which is more legitimate and official in some respects, as he's a whistleblower and had experience with this in the church and with the crimes he's uncovered over his travels over the last couple of decades. So
let me just say, that's why I mentioned that what he's doing is a template for us to do everything else. Because all governments, all agencies, all of these psychopathic organizations that have taken over the planet are doing the same thing. So basically what he's doing is a template for what we can all do for anything that's going on, because it's all crimes against humanity.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's good to see so many people actually getting on board. I'm glad the slander campaign, which was very obviously promoted from a political organization and also from people that were working for government as agents of social control and or just racist, useless idiots. I'm glad that seems to have subsided, and a lot of people are starting to recognize who's real and who isn't in the zoo. And we've worked tirelessly to try and undo that damage over the course of the last few months. And I see Kevin as being a very significant player for the truth movement, or the brutal truth movement, as he's blazing trails in that regard, just as you have been for 15 years as well. And I would like to inspire listeners of this show and around the world to please start supporting these activists, because if you don't, and you're not doing anything else to fight, then you're part of the problem, as has been mentioned earlier on this show. Also, we tried to flip your advertisement for this show with Kevin Annette's name and Andrew Preacher's name in it, as I the one I sent you on Skype. We tried to flip that around in the Facebook forum that the last caller said was a good medium to spread information. And I have to tell you that they used algorithmic censorship to censor those posts because people are not seeing them, or we would be receiving significant thumbs up. I have thousands.
Well, let me just say, okay, you're already known as a troublemaking truth teller, okay? So
yeah.
I'm sure you're being watched more carefully, but, you know, I do agree with the caller. If do whatever you can do. I mean, you're trying your best, and they already got, you know, you have a target on your back, so welcome to the club. But, you know, for other people, maybe that aren't just as obvious to the monsters as we are, you know, let them do whatever they can do, because one of our big, frustrations, I know where I live here in North Carolina in the Bible Belt, is basically the land of the brain dead, you know. Most of the people that do realize what's going on, they're waiting for God to save them, but the majority of the people can't even look up and see a chemtrail. So, you know, it's very difficult in your own area many times, and especially with family members who have no clue and just don't want to know. So at least if you can, you know, socialize in whatever area you can, you know, go for it. But just realize, you know, it might be shut down like you've experienced.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Let's encourage that. I've noticed YouTube and Facebook have been like almost completely destroyed for us. But we're not discouraging people to try. But when you notice the patterns, like we did, we experienced at first. We had tons of thumbs up, comments, people saying all kinds of things. And then as the number of people we were reaching became greater, the number of those things became less and less until we get about one or two little blips here and there from posts that would normally raise a huge amount of response. So it's just good that people realize that, and then they have to take alternative approaches to it. Like they might come through someone else's channel, or they might just work around it any way they figure it out. So that's important. Yeah.
Yeah. Do whatever you can. That's the bottom line. Do whatever you can, because time is getting short, and I know that these cockroaches know they have no place to hide, and they're getting nervous. That's why the Pope's riding around Lebanon in his little Pope mobile, because he doesn't want to be back at the Vatican if everything turns to hell. I thank you for everything that you're doing, and you know, all of us can only do what we can do, and it's up to the masses. What I know, it's going to come a point where it's going to be the awakened versus the psychopath. That's when it's going to get interesting. Because the useless eaters that don't care about anybody but themselves and are silent and thus consenting, they got to go too. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Just with respect to support for activists like yourself and Kevin, what I'd like to say is that it's very obvious that those two people have sacrificed their income and are blacklisted from their vocation for blowing the whistle. So if there was anyone you should support, it would be them. And we aren't going out of our way to make a pile of Rothschild counterfeit currency tickets, currency, because it's a conflict of interest. So these people just dedicate their entire lives and they suffer horrifically in order to put out the truth, and yet nobody's supporting them, or very few people are, and I think that's really wrong. There are campaigns launched against them to slander them. There are all kinds of things they suffer to do what they're doing. Well, people that are complicit with the genocidal globalists are being paid to lie to you. So, I'd like to encourage people to look inside themselves and dig deep and support these people. Otherwise, we're all going to end up in the same mass unmarked grave and be erased from history. So, that's my plug for the my advertisement there. And,
okay.
Let
me just say, as far as the slander thing, you know, that cracks me up. You know, let them accuse me of picking my nose and eating it, whatever they want to say. Okay, what I always say is, okay, whatever you want to say, you can't prove anything, so let's just say next, and then get to my information on vaccine. It's all a distraction. Nobody can refute any information I give about vaccines. Just like nobody can refute any of Kevin's information as to the murder and torture and rape of indigenous children. So let them say whatever they want, because you know what? When we say something about them, they are not going to have a defense. And that's why, as I reported in this conference in the UK, the people that were invited, they went running when these matters were brought up. They cannot handle the sunshine. It's a very good disinfectant. So it's all coming out. It's not happening fast enough for me, of course. I've been waiting a long time. But it is coming out, so all we can do is keep on doing what we're doing.
Right on. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your broadcast with the Zionist Crime Factory again, and also J.B. Campbell. I find those very, very effective. And I know that it might sound brutal when you hear people talking about those things, but it's most necessary, and it is the brutal truth. And if we're going to accept some, there is only one truth. It's the absolute truth. You can't accept various shades of it or dilutions. And right. So, it's imperative that people harden up to the brutal truth, as ugly as it is, and try and hit the ground running and to start carrying this torch, because it's very hot. And you couldn't make oven mitts big enough to carry this thing alone. So we need more people, right? And that's what we want to see, is this thing growing and expanding in with a momentum that sort of counters their efforts to snuff it out.
And it is happening no matter what they do, because any attempts they make to basically preclude people from sharing information on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, it's just making them more obvious. So that's the way I try to look at it. They're basically saying, no, we can't let the truth out there. If our information is nothing but a little conspiracy theory, then what are they afraid of in letting it out there? You see? Because it's reality. We have documentation of everything we all say. And that is why they're getting scared. And eventually, if the military and the police and the rest of the sellouts who have agreed to protect these monsters decide to do the right thing, well, then it's going to be really funny how it all works out.
Yeah. We have been going out with banners and signs, gas masks and things, and standing on the Trans-Canada Highway at the number 200 overpass in the Lower Mainland out near Langley, in Langley. And we'll point up at the sky when it's most obvious. As the sun goes down, you can see all this black crap in the sky and various bursts of neon colors, which are completely synthetic. It's a chemiluminescent glow, and we're pointing up to that stuff, and sometimes the cops go by, and on one occasion they actually told us that we had to leave the bridge because they didn't want us jumping. And I said, well, are you kidding? Like one person jumping off of this thing, not that we were going to, but I mean, that's nothing compared to your family breathing this stuff in. And I launch into the 10-minute spiel. And their response to this was that I chose my fight. And my retaliation to that was that it's all of our fight. You have family, too. They said they didn't want to lose their paychecks.
Well, there you go. You lost yours.
They're
saying they sold their soul for cash. So next. I mean, yeah. I don't even waste my time with those kind of people.
Well, it was interesting that they actually acknowledged that World War III was happening, that this all is real. But they wouldn't go as far as to, to participate. And they did acknowledge that their law enforcement agency was a corrupt institution run by satanic parasites. So that was good too. So, but that, yet they wanted to keep taking the paycheck, just indicates that they haven't done enough thinking about it. And I'm sure we can hammer that idea home in those of them that have conscience.
Wait. Yeah. They just proved they don't have a conscience by what they said. Okay. Wait a minute. My response to them. And we're back with What's Ailing America. I just want to give a quick heads up. My guest tomorrow on These Changing Times will be an amazing 86-year-old woman here in North Carolina who wrote a book, Trapped in the Lawyer's Den with Bloodsuckers, obviously talking about her experience in court. And I want to have her on as a motivation to all of you. 86 years old, and this woman is shouting from the rooftops and published a book, calling lawyers bloodsuckers. So, we're talking about some major backbone here. And tomorrow evening on my Republic Broadcasting Show, my guest will be John Kaminsky. Okay, we have a guest on the line. Robert, are you there? Please go ahead, Robert. What would you like to say?
Hi, Doc. This is Bob Honecker calling from Amsterdam.
Yes.
Can you hear me properly?
Yes. We can hear you.
Thank you very much for adding me to your radio station. I have one single and maybe very significant question. Is the medicinal and psychological problem, are the medicinal and psychological problems not one in one all?
Not one in one oh. What do you mean, not one in one oh?
Is it not multidisciplinal?
We're talking genetic.
We're talking psychological. We're talking multidisciplinal. Is this not a factor?
Yeah, it's always the big picture. I say that all the time. It's always the big picture. Yes.
And so why do you focus on vaccine and not the multidisciplinary?
I do talk about the multidisciplinary action of the genocide. Every week I answer the question, what's ailing America or what's ailing the world, with a different response. Check my archives. I've covered everything. The vaccines are the primary way they're killing people and altering our genetic structure. So that's one of the most important things that has to be focused on, and that is my specialty. I am a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases, but I have covered everything.
Okay, we know each other very well by now, Dr. Carley, and my main question what is the conjuncture? How can we help other people, help people that are in with problems with PTSD and have no idea where they're coming from, be it medicinal, be it psychological, be it biological? How are we to aid these people?
Well, first of all, we have to shut down the agencies that are causing the post-traumatic stress, be it the military and its false flag wars, be it the institutions stealing children, MK Ultra programs, whatever it may be. They must be shut down. Until they're shut down, it's a losing battle in trying to help those that have been damaged, because it's very difficult to help those that have been damaged. And, of course, nothing that works is covered by insurance. And so this is always a problem for people, because everybody has been financially destituted intentionally. So in terms of helping people with no funds, that aren't even willing to investigate these things to find out what the truth is, I see no hope for those people, just like I see no hope for my family, who won't open their eyes either. People that will not face the truth are going to die. And that's just something we have to accept, because they're killing us in so many ways. And if people are going to be willing to take their prescriptions, to drink their fluoridated water, their aspartame sodas, whatever the case may be, the more of these things they do, the closer to death they are. And if they won't investigate it, they are going to die. And when they all die, when all the idiots who refuse to face the truth die, then all that will be left are the ones who know the truth and the monsters that are creating the hell on earth. And that's when we're going to have an interesting time. The others are just causing a problem.
Okay, Doc. A good question. Do you remember who I am, huh?
Yes.
Okay. You suggested to me the going homeopathic.
Well, I suggested that there's some homeopathics that can help you. But obviously, right, with your long case of abuse and all the things that you've been through, I mean, it's not just one thing that's going to help you. There's many things that have to be done.
Do you agree with me that the proper way of therapy is multidisciplinary?
Well, multidisciplinary with things that work. I wouldn't suggest going to a psychiatrist or any of the minions that are going to give drugs or anything like that. Depending on how damaged you are. Yes, the more damaged you are, the more things that you'll possibly need to help you come out of it. Yes, I agree.
Okay. A lot of people that have been traumatized, like I said in my speech in Skegness, have either gone to the criminal path, or are so mind boggled by the system that they aren't able to afford your type of therapy, and I would like to
and that's as designed. Insurance only covers big pharma, and that's the way it works. I mean, I have no control over that.
How do we break the circle then?
I don't have an answer for that. How do we give people that have are totally disabled and have no income a way to get an income? I mean, that's an impossible question. They can't function in society because of everything that's been done to them. They can never get an action in court because the courts are totally corrupt. It would never be admitted what was done to them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the answer for those who have already suffered. That's why people like myself and Kevin want to destroy the entire structure, so that the devastation can stop.
You say destroy the structure.
Yes.
I have two forms of rebellion in my head: destruction and infiltration. Infiltration. Does the name Robert Hayes, does that ring a bell to you?
Yes.
Okay. My ideal, and I'm hoping you heard my speech, my ideal is a connection between you, Robert Hayes, me and Brian as experienced professionals and other professionals having a conjunction with each other to create the possibility for people that have been injured from the system to actually be able to heal themselves. What do you say about that?
I don't know how you would do something like that. People that have no funds to even purchase what they need to purchase, natural remedies,
exactly,
which are not covered by insurance. How are they going to purchase? How are they going to purchase those things? There are no charities. I've tried for years. I have tried for years. I have helped many multimillionaires heal their autistic children and things of that nature. And I always put out there that I would like to start, I don't even know if nonprofit is the word because then the government's involved, but some kind of a charity where people that have no ability to pay for what they need to do could get help. Nobody's interested.
Would you be interested in a multidisciplinary non-profit organization that might be able to help the people in need?
I just said that's what I've been trying to do for years. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, my position, I am not, I do not have the funding to heal specific needs.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you out, nor do I have the funding. They've taken everything I have. There's the music. It's the end of the show. I thank you for calling in. And listeners, keep on listening and tell others about the show. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Now, the question is, was it the Pat conspiracy that the official story would have us...